Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Thinking about doing a show next week about crime in your neighborhood. We see rampant crime around New York State and around the country. I wonder what it's like where you live. Also thinking about doing a show about moving and the hassles of moving. I don't know. I think that could be fun. Could be. Might be interesting to find out. It is 11 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly, welcome to the show. And just to quickly set up what we're doing and why we're talking about it. Last night, you may have watched the game between the Miami Dolphins and the Cincinnati Bengals. And the same guy who got knocked to the ground by Matt Milano Sunday against the Buffalo Bills and hit his head and got up and was all weak-kneed and wobbly, and we were told that was a back injury. He gets knocked down last night just before the end of the first half and is carted off on a stretcher after 10 minutes on the ground, and now we're told, oh, he has a concussion. And basically the Miami Dolphins are being attacked by a lot of people who think that maybe they covered up a concussion for their quarterback last Sunday. And the people in Miami defending the Dolphins say, wait a minute, you're just a bunch of armchair doctors. You didn't personally examine Tua. You have no idea what you're talking about. But I got to believe that the NFL is going to be taking a long, hard look at whether the proper protocols were followed with the Miami Dolphins quarterback and whether the team and the league did everything they could to look out for his well-being. I don't think it was a particularly good look for the NFL, and I do think they would be wise to look into it, if nothing else, to allay any concerns that they may have been reckless or negligent in dealing with the health and welfare of one of the great players in the National Football League and a guy who is very much beloved in NFL land and was given a great send-off last night by the people in Cincinnati, chanting his name and giving him a thunderous round of applause as he was taken off the field. So there you have it. See, in Philadelphia, they probably would have booed and thrown things at him, but that's Philadelphia. Anyway, or Boston, for that matter. Anyway, it is 13 minutes after 5. Welcome to the program. So with that as a backdrop, I am talking to you guys about your sports injuries. How did you wreck your body doing sports? And we've heard from people today with hockey injuries, soccer injuries, bicycle injuries, big-time bicycle racing injuries, and more. And what exactly did you do to yourself? Did you break a bone? And in any way whatsoever, have you sustained a concussion like the Miami quarterback did last night? We hear concussion talked about an awful lot, and I want to talk to those of you who actually went through a concussion. And basically, we've heard stories about feeling woozy and nauseous after a concussion. A couple of people went to the hospital, heard a story about a young lady in a car accident who apparently went home thinking everything was okay, went home, went to sleep, and tragically never woke up, had a concussion, didn't know it, and allegedly, according to the caller, the concussion killed her. which is just obviously a dreadful story to hear. But if it's true, that's good information. And also heard from a guy who says he's had a number of concussions playing football and then had another concussion in his later life. And the doctor asked him, hey, did you have concussions when you were younger? And apparently, and I don't know this, but maybe somebody out there does, apparently every time you have a concussion, it shows up in your brain. And it's almost like counting the layers of sediment in a core sample or counting the rings on a tree for age. So that's what we're all about today. Have you suffered any injury playing sports? Have your kids suffered any injury playing sports? Are there any sports that you've kept your kids out of for fear that they would end up being hurt? For example, football. A lot of people think football is too dangerous and kids should not be playing football, but we've gotten, I think, more calls today about soccer injuries than we have football injuries, and more about hockey injuries, including a guy who literally was impaled by a hockey stick. It went through his shoulder blade, almost got his carotid artery, he said. I think it was his carotid artery. And it actually took an artery off of his heart, but the way the stick went in, it basically it took the artery off, but it also sealed the artery off from leaking all over the place. And obviously, if that hadn't happened, he would have bled out. I mean, that's almost too much to believe, but that's what the caller said. So your story about what happened to you playing sports, how did you bang yourself up and how bad was it? And we've heard one person so far who's had a jaw wired. And I don't know why, but, you know, there's certain injuries that when you're a kid, you hear about people having, and it's almost too much to believe, such as a broken jaw, and they had to wire the jaw. Had one guy who's had his jaw wired. And the thing that always got me was the idea of a compound fracture where the bone comes through the skin. That always struck me as being one of the grossest things that anybody could ever go through, and probably very painful as well. So have you or your kids suffered an injury playing sports? Do you keep your kids out of certain sports because you're scared of them being injured? And as far as concussions are concerned, how many of you have suffered a concussion doing anything at all? Doesn't have to be sports related. Could be a motor vehicle accident or whatever. How bad was it? We had one guy called in earlier, couldn't wait to go on the air, but apparently he was playing football and he had a concussion that was so bad he didn't even recognize the teammates and the coaches looking at him as he was down, and to this day has to take anti-convulsive medication, he says, because of a concussion suffered many years ago playing football. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Judy in DePew. Judy, you are up on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought I'd give you a story about my son as he went through high school. Eighth grade football. He tore his ACL, but they said it would be okay. So he went through all of freshman year football. And went to play basketball, had a problem with his knee again, so he ended up having ACL surgery on his left knee. Then he went to play, when he was in basketball, he ended up having to have the surgery, so he missed out a freshman year basketball.
Mm.
Went through, got all his surgery, all his therapy, everything done. The doctor, who happened to be the Bills doctor at the time that did the surgery, cleared him, let him play sophomore year football. He ended up and got through the whole year of softball football, went to practice his first day of basketball, and went up, came down, landed on his other knee, pulled the tendon right off the shin bone. So he ended up going back to the same doctor that did his other knee, and he looked at us like, didn't I just see you? So he ended up screwing that knee together, his right knee. Went through all the physical therapy and everything, cleared him to go back. So junior year, he went to football, played all the football, got to junior year basketball. Running during a game, and you know how the walls have the cushions on them, went running through a game and landed on his shoulder, separated his left shoulder.
Good Lord. Basketball is not this young man's sport.
I'm not done yet. Senior year, couldn't play junior basketball anymore. Senior year, he gets through, plays all of football, gets back into basketball, ended up going up, you know how they jump up at the basketball hoop, comes down, lands on somebody's foot, and twists his ankle, breaks his right ankle.
Good Lord.
So now he's out of basketball again. He did not get a four-year participation trophy for basketball because he didn't play. He kept getting injured. And so then after finally graduation's done, I'm like, okay, great, no more of this. He goes into flag football now with his friends. He separates his right shoulder.
Oh, my goodness.
And then maybe 4 or 5 years later, now he's still playing flag football to this day. But he ended up having back surgery from football. So now they got his back screwed together, and both knees are screwed together.
Well, here's my question. I mean, I know there might be more injuries, but my question is real simple. After all of those surgeries at such a young age, and all those injuries at such a young age, as a grown-up man, is he feeling them all now?
Oh, yeah. He's 35. He's a corrections officer because he can't really do much of anything else but sit at a desk and watch the guys, you know? He's still feeling it, but he still plays his flag football.
My goodness. Well, it's only a matter of time before the phone rings again, Mom. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Wow. Is that somebody who is really competitive or somebody who's just super injury prone? Because that seems like more than one person should have. But what concerns me about that is, how is that guy going to feel when he's 60 years old or when he's 70 years old? How bad is his arthritis going to be from all of those surgeries at such a young age? No matter how good the doctor is or how successful the surgery is in the short term, you know, those injuries are injuries, man, and they can catch up with you. All right, some very interesting calls. I'm sure we're going to get many more coming up in the hour ahead. And, I'm really thinking about doing a show on moving and the hassles of moving. Not today, but just something to put in your background and maybe an update from you at some point, not in the too distant future, about crime in your neighborhood where you live. I keep thinking about that shot-up stop sign in Niagara Falls and wonder if you feel safe in your neighborhood. We did that segment of the program a while back about the wild ATVs, particularly in the city of Buffalo, but definitely affecting the quality of life for people in certain parts of the city of Buffalo. And don't know if they got that under control during the summer, whether it got any better for you in areas that had seen issues earlier in the summer, but I certainly hope so. Anyway, apparently I broke my jaw and should probably have it wired. But, you know, they're just, seriously, there are some injuries like, okay, concussion, if you're just joining us. The Miami Dolphins quarterback got a concussion last night. Didn't have a concussion last Sunday, but had a concussion last night. And if you've had a concussion doing anything, you want to call and let us know what it's like to have had a concussion. I mean, how many of you have had such a ferocious concussion that it literally affected the rest of your life? As you listen to this show, there have got to be people who were so badly hit, maybe playing football, maybe doing something else, that the rest of their life was affected because of one simple concussion, one simple hit. People on motorcycles, for example. And was it Gary Busey, the actor? He got in a motorcycle accident in California, was not wearing a helmet. And I don't know that he's ever been the same since. He was the guy who starred in the Buddy Holly story, playing, oddly enough, Buddy Holly. Brain injuries, those are just super scary to me. Because, you know, you break your leg, it can be fixed. You might have arthritis, but it can be fixed. Brain injuries, I don't know. I find those to be particularly scary, but if you want to tell your tale, you can certainly do so here. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We need to break, so if you want to call in now, you can do so, but I got to put you on hold for a while. Otherwise, you can hold out till about 5:35 or so as the news has wrapped up. You can call in then and have less time on hold. The choice is yours. I do get to people as fast as I can. As long as I got people who want to go on the air, I do as little talking as possible. Believe me.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But if you work on the weekends, can you actually sing this song and mean it? I don't think so. Welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, open phone lines, and I want your calls right now. And a couple of things. Thinking about what happened during the Thursday night football game last night to the Miami quarterback. How many of you out there have had an injury playing sports, and any kind of an injury playing sports, a wrecked knee? I mean, the football knee from high school is almost an American cliche. Those of you who are devotees of The Sopranos might remember that Tony himself, even though he never had the makings of a varsity ball player, did actually have a football knee that was bummed from his days in high school, because he had a semester and a half of college, but he did not graduate from college. Anyway, a little Sopranos trivia thrown into every show. Anyway, have you suffered any kind of a sports injury? Playing hockey, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, any sport that I've forgotten to mention? Football, of course. 803-0930, softball. 803-0930, star 930. And 1-800-616-WBEN. A controversial headline here on Fox right now. Dolphins quarterback gets concussion days after head injury. Well, according to the Miami Dolphins, it wasn't a head injury. It was a back injury and a ankle injury on Sunday. So I'm sure Fox News is going to hear about that from the Miami Dolphins organization. But I certainly hope the NFL investigates the situation with the Dolphins quarterback because, frankly, look, I am very obviously not a doctor, but I don't think you have to be. When a guy stands up and he's wobbling all over the place, that kind of indicates it's a head injury, doesn't it? I mean, if the guy was a boxer, he would have been counted out. He would not, if they wouldn't have let him continue the fight out of concern for his long-term safety and viability and functionality. But the Tua went back into the game for the Dolphins. I didn't understand it at the time, and I certainly didn't understand it last night because last night he was down for the count, and they actually flew him back with the team. He was discharged from the hospital in Cincinnati last night. And I do think some questions should be asked about that situation. But maybe everybody's in the clear. Maybe everything was done exactly as it should have been done. And this was simply an unfortunate turn of events for Tua. But it was very, very frightening to watch. And, you know, we all wish the best for the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. That's, you know, you have to. I mean, you're the guys who... you know, you put together a whole bunch of get well cards for Dan Marino when Dan Marino went down with an injury back in the 1990s. Actually sent us a thank you note, which we auctioned off for some charity or other down the line. But anyway, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Yeah, concussion controversy. It's even on Fox News. Concussion controversy. Outrage over NFL quarterbacks' repeated head injuries. And they're talking about it now on The Five. So, I mean, it transcends a sports story because, as you know, there's been concern for many, many years about head injuries and the NFL. And you start talking about quarterbacks, you're talking about the engine of the offense of an NFL squad. And I said this earlier, but I think of how outraged Buffalo Bills fans would be if Josh Allen had gotten up all wobbly legged and they'd put him back into the game. And then one game later, a few days later, he gets a definite concussion that they cannot no way hide or cover up. I think we'd be pretty pissed off, would we not? But the reaction in Miami, at least among one of the sports writers, seems to be, hey, butt out. You have no idea what you're talking about. You're not the doctors who examine Tua, so basically get bent. Okay, well, whatever. But you've got former NFL greats, including Hall of Famers, expressing a lot of concern over the way the Dolphins have handled this situation. And presumably those guys who have been in the NFL locker rooms are privy to a lot more of what goes on behind the scenes in a very competitive environment than you or I. And even they're calling out the Miami Dolphins. So who's right? The people who say the Dolphins may have done Tua a tremendous disservice, or the people who say, get out, you have no idea what you're talking about. The only way to determine that conclusively is to have a full impartial investigation by the National Football League. And you might remember, you know, for the one sports writer in Miami whose work we quoted from a couple of hours ago, even Sunday after the Bills-Miami game, the National Football League Players Association wanted the Dolphins investigated to make sure that everything was followed through on with Tua. They did not clearly believe that this was a back injury. They thought for sure that he had suffered something other than a back injury. Otherwise, they would never have called for an investigation. Anyway, lines are open for your stories about what happened to you playing sports, whether it was football, bicycle racing, which reminds me of a great Queen song, lacrosse, playing banjo on the porch, whatever the case may be. What happened to you in your sports career that sidelined you temporarily, maybe permanently? Also, you know, if your kid wanted to play football, and I know many of you have been, when your kid has said, hey, I want to play football, have you said no? Anybody out there said no? The football experience, was it good? Was it bad? Was it indifferent? You know, we heard from a woman who said she's an orthopedic surgeon pediatric orthopedic surgeon earlier today, who handled an awful lot of football injuries and went so far as to say she hopes that her kids, who are little now, do not want to play football when they get older. And then we've heard from some callers who've said, look, I've seen a lot more injuries from soccer than I ever saw from football. So I don't know. But The other topic I wanted to talk about was that strictly of concussions, no matter how you received a concussion, what is it like to have a concussion? Is it severe headache? Is it nausea? How long did it last you? Do you have any continuing effects from the concussion you suffered? We did hear from one guy, unfortunately, he couldn't wait to be on the air, but he told Josh Schmidt that when he was playing football, he got knocked silly with a concussion. When he awakened, he didn't even recognize the people on his own team looking down at him. And to this day, as a grown-up, he has to take anti-convulsive medicine. Or that's what he told Josh, but we didn't get the chance to hear his story. All right, so those of you who played, who got hurt playing any sport, and those of you who've suffered a concussion through any means whatsoever, your telephone call, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. My goodness, they're still talking about the NFL concussion controversy on Fox. They devoted a lot of time to that on Fox News. So clearly it is something that people are talking about everywhere but here. Anyway, welcome to the show on this Friday afternoon. And the Bills injury list is still quite long. Those of you who've been looking ahead to the Lamar Jackson game, I wish I felt more confident about the team, but it's pretty hard to feel confident about the team given the injuries they have. And frankly, given the lack of any kind of a running game other than Josh Allen, and you can only put the Superman cape on so many times, and before that well is going to run dry, or you subject your franchise player to the risks of running the ball and being knocked out trying to get a first down when a running back ought to be doing that. But, you know, I wish I had a better feeling about the Baltimore game for you Bills fans, but I don't have a real good feeling about the Baltimore game given all of the injuries that have taken place. I know Baltimore has had its issues as well, including the comeback by the Miami Dolphins, but just so many injuries, and the Buffalo Bills, I'm sorry, but they just have a lot of deficiencies, among them the running game, which is not injury related, and that doesn't even account for all of the injuries that this team is experiencing. And, you know, I said at the beginning, a lot of people thought that this was the year the Bills were virtually guaranteed a Super Bowl, and I hate to be the person raining on anybody's parade, but the Super Bowl is not guaranteed. It's a very long and arduous road to the Super Bowl, and a lot of obstacles to overcome and a lot of games to be played, and all of the stars have to align perfectly for a team to win the Super Bowl. And you know, you can look at a team in the offseason, you can look at acquisitions they've made, you can look at all the excitement of the preseason, but hey, none of that matters when a whole bunch of your guys get knocked out within two games of the season, and then you go to Miami and you choke on the heat, literally and I suppose figuratively. And you know, some questions are being asked regarding the Bills and the coaching staff's ability to win the close games. They don't have a real good recent record in winning close games, and I think you're kidding yourself if you think that's not a source of concern. Anyway, let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Let's go to Robert in Tonawanda. Robert, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, Tom. Tom, yeah, my story is a concussion. I was traveling down Sheridan Drive westbound at the intersection of Harris Hill, and I was T-boned by a person running a red light. Drove my car into a telephone pole, and I was there. I could just feel myself passing out. It was like a dimmer switch going off. Well, it ended up they had to take the car off, the roof of the car off, to get me out, but I was in a coma 28 days.
Are you serious?
I don't remember a thing.
Are you serious?
No, I said true story. As a matter of fact, it happened 20 years ago yesterday. 21 years ago yesterday.
Yeah, you never forget the anniversary, do you?
Yeah, so when I come out of the coma, the doctors came to examining me, and they'd say, "Do you see this?" And I'd say, "No, I don't see anything." "You don't see this light?" I said, "No, I don't see anything." So he said, "I'll be right back." He comes back with another doctor. They look at me, and they say, "Same thing. You see this?" I says, "No, I don't see anything." So he said they hollered up for a while, then they come back and says, look, your optic nerves are dead. He said, you're never going to see again. So I've been blind for the last 22 years from that concussion. I was out for 28 days, Tom.
I'm a little bit stunned here. Robert, can you hold on through the break? I'd like to get more of your story, if you don't mind. Wow. Okay, just imagine that for just one moment. 1 minute, your life is perfectly fine. Next minute, you get T-boned because some idiot runs a red light. Your car gets nailed into a pole. Not only do you spend 28 days in a coma, but when you wake up, you are completely blind. That's what Robert has been through. He had a concussion, obviously, from a motor vehicle accident. But my goodness, talk about lifelong impact. Let's go back to Robert in Tonawanda. So Robert in a concussion, in a coma from a concussion, 28 days, remembers absolutely nothing of being in a coma. Do you remember coming to, like the moment you came to, you awakened?
I don't remember all that, but what I felt like, I wanted a bowl of soggy cornflakes. That's about what I remember.
I
was wanting a bowl of soggy cornflakes.
That was your desire, a bowl of soggy cornflakes.
Yes, yes.
All right. Is that the first time you've had that desire?
I haven't had it since.
That's a little bit weird. All right. I mean, we all get weird cravings, I guess, from time to time. So
of course they had to feed me at the time too. So.
Did they give you the soggy cornflakes?
Yes, they did. So I was spoon-fed by a nurse.
Oh, yes. My goodness. Yeah, you earned those cornflakes. So what did the doctor say about the concussion and your optic nerve? Did your brain swell so much that it killed the optic nerve?
Yes, my head was enlarged. They told my wife I probably won't make it through the night. It was a severe head injuries. Either the optic nerves didn't get enough blood, or they detached from my brain. That was their thought. So to this day, I don't know if that was the cause or not. But
so what was it like for you to make the adjustment? Because you well know, a lot of people take their eyesight for granted until something goes wrong with it, and then it becomes the most important thing in the world.
It's a pop. It's pretty hard. You kind of get used to a lot of things. You know, you miss a lot. You know, you don't see a lot. You don't see anything, actually. You know, when you go for a ride in the country, you don't see anything. You just don't see anything. You don't read, so you got to find other ways to get through these things.
Well, was it too late for you to learn how to do Braille?
No, it's not too late. I just never did. I had a beautiful wife and a lot of help from friends, and I was able to get through. I still don't know Braille. I still never learned.
What did you do for a living?
I was a police officer in Buffalo.
Oh, my goodness. This is getting sadder every second. Tell me, at least the person had enough insurance.
Negative.
Oh.
I always said I wish I would have got hit by a beer truck. I got hit by a young teenager who had the basic amount of insurance. They had nothing.
Oh, my goodness. This is just horrible. Well, it sounds like you've got a good attitude. The concussion itself, not including, of course, the blindness, but do you still have any effects from the concussion at all? Any nausea, forgetfulness, anything that makes you think you've got?
No. But also, I'm 88 years old now, so I'm pretty good for my age, actually. My memory isn't too bad. I do forget some things. I keep asking what time it is. Stuff like that.
Well, I'm a little younger than you are. I have that problem all the time.
You do?
Where'd I put my car keys, my cell phone, my wallet? I left my wallet at work last night. Thank God.
Yeah.
I trust Josh. He was able to stash it away for me. At least he didn't take my credit card. Anyway.
All in all, I'm pretty good. I mean, you know, it's been a struggle. You got to learn a whole new way of life. And you miss a whole lot of certain things. And you don't, you know, you just can't do the things that you normally do, so you just have to learn a different way.
I mean, even stupid things like trimming your nose hairs.
Well, I got a nose trimmer.
Okay. Yeah, but you got to be able to see those little buggers. They're sneaky. They're stealthy. Robert, thank you so much for the call. Thank you for your service with the police, and I'm really sorry that happened to you. You sound like a really nice guy.
Tom, I'm also a Korean veteran in the United States Navy.
Well,
two things I'm glad I did. I served my country in the Navy, and I was a Buffalo police officer.
Now, thank you very much for that. My dad, also a Korean veteran. I have his flag.
I heard you talk about
it. Have his flag on my fireplace mantle. Thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate that. Okay. And, you know, seriously, folks, I know it was kind of a downer call in some ways, but also you let it be an inspiring call because that guy's been through a lot, and he sounds like the kind of guy that nothing's going to get him down. And also, you know, you got to take things for granted, especially, it sounds silly, but your eyesight, because, you know, you just, seriously, until something goes wrong with your eyes, it's something you don't really think an awful lot about. But then the minute something goes wrong, suddenly it becomes hugely important. Believe me on that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.